I was a Jew. Why should I care what this guy, Jesus, said 2,000 years ago? The rabbis used to tell us that Jesus was a Christian. Why should I care what some Christian guy says 2,000 years ago? Because when God's getting hold of your heart, the words of Jesus have enormous power. It says, you look at a woman with lust for her, you've committed adultery with her in your heart. And I was enough of a Jew to know that adultery was wrong. That was one of the Ten Commandments. There's conviction that comes. The Holy Spirit drops into your life conviction. When we don't respond to that, then things start to not go well in our lives. The grace that we're able to draw upon begins to be lifted from us. And as we go and continue in that, God allows Satan to come in and bring real problems in our life. Real problems. Relationships start to break down. Relationships between you and your family will start to break down. Relationship between you and your spouse will start to break down. Relationship between you and your children will start to break down. God will allow destruction so that your soul would continue to be saved. Because at some point you'll say, wow, I have really blown it. My life is an utter mess. My children hate me. My wife has left me. Now what? There is a price to be paid. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be of no benefit to you. And I testify again to every man who receives circumcision that he is under obligation to keep the whole law. And you have been severed from Christ. You who are seeking to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith